Episode 102, The Importance of Teaching the Biblical Worldview.
Welcome to the Principles and Practice Podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. It's great to be back with the podcast, and thanks for joining me for this episode. Before we get started with this episode, what is your current worldview in the areas of politics, think government, economics, education, religion, and social issues? You can go to worldviewcheckup.org for a stress-free online test with 100% private and immediate results. Use our ambassador code AMB103 to save 15% off your purchase and support our ministry at the same time. There's nothing in the world like that moment when you hold your child for the first time and look into his or her eyes. A whole new person who never existed before is now in your care. The words you say, your actions, every decision you make will always be a part of shaping this individual. As Christian parents, it's wise for us to consider carefully our children's souls and how their education will shape them. While there aren't any guarantees that our children will choose to respond to Jesus Christ as their Savior and walk with Him, we can do our best to point them to Him. Christian parents, we need to consider if we want our children to hold to a secular, humanist, moderate Christian, or biblical theistic worldview. Deciding this from the start is of utmost importance. Additionally, we need to be aware that someone can be saved by Jesus and simultaneously not have a biblical worldview. This has all sorts of implications regarding decisions they may make in life. By the way, this holds true for most of us parents, but we too can learn and grow by renewing our minds. Not too terribly long ago, one of our pastors shared about the results of Pew studies done by the Barna Research Group. Do you know that their studies reveal that fewer than 10% of Christian students have a biblical worldview? While this research from George Barna is helpful, do you know that its results are based on only 9 items? Astonishingly, 90% of high school youth hold to a secular worldview. How can this possibly be? Well, Nehemiah Institute conducts Pew studies as well. But do you know that their peers test, which was advertised at the beginning of this episode, covers 6 categories consisting of 20 items? What does peers stand for? I'm going to run it by you one more time. Politics, economics, education, religion, and social issues. So how exactly does this 90% of high school youth break down? Well, let's look at it like this. 80 to 85% of youth within public schools, also known as government schools, hold to a secular worldview. That's pretty concerning when a large number of Christian parents currently send their children to these schools to be, quote unquote, salt and light. Needless to say, many of these Christians are graduating from these schools. 10 to 12% of youth in traditional Christian schools have a moderate biblical worldview. Greater than 3% of homeschool students receiving a traditional Christian education graduate with a moderate biblical worldview. Only a moderate biblical worldview is highly concerning. Encouragingly, though, there's a solution to turn this decline around. The worldview trend chart reveals that students who receive a biblical classical education rank high with a biblical theistic worldview. Fewer than 2% of Christian high school students attend a biblical worldview school or homeschool. But together, we Christian parents can change that percentage by teaching with the biblical classical approach, philosophy, and method of life and learning. Now, if you believe that teaching Bible principles in education is not a priority, then you underestimate their power in the lives of individuals and nations. Teaching a basic biblical worldview addresses things like, how did we get here? What's my purpose in life? What's wrong with the world? What or who can fix these problems with the world? And basic questions like that. But even students who are taught answers to those questions from the Bible in a traditional Christian school or homeschool are scoring low on the peer's worldview test. So what's the solution? Well, understandably, the Bible teaches us so much more than these basic questions. After all, it contains Bible principles for politics, economics, education, religion, and social issues. Once our students learn Bible principles in all of these areas, and they learn how to think and reason according to biblical principles, then and only then will they be able to hold to a truly biblical theistic worldview. So what this translates to is 80 to 85% of students attend a government school and hold to a secular worldview, and 90% of these students are from Christian families hold to the same worldview or a moderate Christian worldview. Dan Smithwick points out in his worldview trend chart that this is the biggest problem for the church today. 10 to 12% of students attend a traditional Christian school and also fall into the secular worldview category. Fewer than 3% of youth attend a Christian homeschool and have a moderate Christian worldview. Fewer than 2% of students attend a biblical worldview Christian school, and these are the only students who fall into the biblical theism category. Now, why does this matter? Needless to say, there's immense concern as a nation for the souls of our children. It's possible to be a Christian and not have a biblical worldview. And that's pretty evident as we witness the fruit of a secular humanist education that most children from Christian families receive. Inseparable from this is the great concern of losing our republic and the anguish of America's declining character. Consider the following quote by Ronald Reagan. "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day, we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free." How are we losing our children? And how are we losing our republic? It happens with each consecutive generation that is being fed an education, which teaches that man is the center of history. But a Christian education, an authentic Christian education, will teach that Christ and his story, God's providence, is at the center of history. We're losing our republic with each student who is being taught to abhor America. However, an authentic Christian education will teach children a love for America because of God's providential purpose for her, and that is liberty being expressed in civil government for the individual and for the nation. Additionally, we're losing our children as they are marinated in humanist religion in the public schools. The subtle nationalist churches that are undermining God's authority, parental rights, and our republic. Therefore, I urge you to consider the high calling and importance of teaching biblical principles of politics, economics, education, religion, and social issues to your family. It must be a priority. Well, where do you start? Again, I recommend beginning with the Peer's Worldview Test by Nehemiah Institute so that you can see your personal results and that of your high school students. And then I encourage you to keep learning and growing by renewing your mind. I'll give you the address and ambassador code again for the Peer's Worldview Test, and then I'll share with you some resources to help you grow once you get your results back. So you can go to worldviewcheckup.org for a stress-free online test. Again, the results are 100% private and immediate. Use our ambassador code AMB103 to save 15% off your purchase and support our ministry at the same time. You can go to biblicalclassicalcommunity.com and go to courses in the top menu bar. Under there, you will find the Education from a Biblical Worldview course by Dan Smithwick, and that helps you to grow in the areas that you scored within a socialist or secular humanist worldview or moderate Christian worldview category, and help you get up there to the biblical thinking and reasoning category. Additionally, you will find the First Steps to Inspired Teaching and Learning course by Elizabeth Eumanns. And like the title of her course says, it's a great first step. It helps you become trained in biblical thinking and reasoning within many subjects as you homeschool your children. There are also other courses that are designed specifically for Christian parents. And then there are several courses on there that teach students directly. All of the courses are online and they are self-paced. At biblicalclassicalcommunity.com, we are intentionally designing authentic Christian education courses to educate for liberty.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principalacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.